Yo, yo, what's up? We back. Another episode, Relax and Take Notes. Mike Pace, K Dub, the homie Q, what's happening, fella?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling, chilling. Man, hey, Q, y'all, I told you y'all weather needs some counseling down now.
Telling you, man, it's I don't even think so. No, we have a winter down here. I don't even think we'll have a winter down here this year because it was 90
Nah.
degrees. What was that, 2 days ago? But I looked at the 10-day forecast and it's supposed to be back in the high 30s next week. So,
What? Yeah, man. Y'all weather need counseling, bro. It's angry and for no reason, bro.
I
That's
don't understand
wild.
it, man. Oh, because the frustrating part about it is I have to constantly turn the app back off, turn it back on, turn it back to heat, turn it back to cool, turn it back to heat. You go to sleep with it on heat, but then you wake up in the middle of the night sweating because
Swear,
it got hot.
man. Trying to get folks sick. Then you got the little ones. Oh, man.
Talk about that, man. They don't pay no bills.
Oh, man. So, man,
Me ask y'all this. Is so this is a two-part question, right?
okay.
Because the combine is coming up. One, is it still necessary?
No.
How you really feel, Kev? Is it
No, go
still
ahead and finish.
Still necessary? And B, if we get away, if we just do away with it, do we put something in this place like more enhanced, like on campus pro days or something like that?
Ain't that what DeMaurice Smith trying to do?
I think so, y'all.
So, no, it ain't necessary. This it, like a lot of stuff in pro sports is just tradition. It's what they've been doing for umpteen amount of y'all, or 20, 30, 40 years or whatever. This is what they've been doing. Like, it's 2023. You don't need to bring people to a combine so they can watch. Like, everybody having their own pro days and all of that. You don't need no combine. And what you gonna learn anyway that you ain't learned through at least 3 years worth of tape, whatever it is.
See, that's always my thing. You've been watching these cats. We'll even say at least if you've been watching them for 1 year, right? If they've been on the radar, what in the world is him? If he's say a quarterback, he out here throwing the ball in cleats and a dry fit shirt against nobody. No pass rush. The receiver not being defended. You're not reading anything. You ain't see on the tape when he was throwing against real live stuff. Oh yeah, he pretty good. Or he not what we want. Or he okay. Whatever it is you're trying to see. You ain't know he was fast in game. That's like if I said, let's just say I want to bring Miro to the combine. Why do I need to see Miro run the 40 when I saw him in his first game playing at Alabama run a 70? I don't need to see him run a 40. I seen him run a 70. I don't need to see him run a 40, dog. And I seen him do that, like, boom. That's what his instinct kicked in and told him to do, which give me another thing, a check mark to write down. If I'm interested in Miro, man, great instincts. Man, elite speed, right? So why I need to see him go out here and run the 40 right here on the with the stopwatch, bro? I don't need to see that, bro.
Because it, go ahead, my bad.
No, I'm just saying. No, you good?
Nah, because it's tradition. Like in sports, we need to compare everything in sports, right? People love to compare stats and careers and all of that in sports. People want to compare whoever the fastest guy is this year versus Dion and versus CJ and whoever got the combine record. You know what I mean? Like Chris
Well,
Johnson, like.
but what does that equate to? I get what you're
Nothing.
saying.
People just like to compare. Same reason people like to argue about who's the GOAT in basketball. Same reason why people want to know who's the best power forward of all time, who's the best center of all time. Like all of this stuff that has zip, no answer to it, they want to talk about it. Like there's no answer to that. Like there's
I
no
mean,
definite answer to that.
like at the combine, Like that seemed like a waste of resources.
It's though. It's a waste of resources. And then like, if you go to a pro day with all of these guys out here, it's some guys who ain't even get invited to the combine that you might want to, that you might see, you might like, might pick up. You know what I mean? So
I mean, you know, and I understand like. Cause we can, and then we can say like, you know, a lot of people might say, well, what about the guys that's under the radar? To Kevin's point, y'all ain't inviting them anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and even, like I think better than team pro days, it should be regional pro days, like a SEC pro day.
That's what the NFLPA Smith. Yeah. That's what he suggested. Regional pro days.
Yeah. That make more sense to me. I mean, I don't even care about them.
It don't even seem like any of it makes sense because you're going to get the same thing regardless. You can get the same thing at this national combine that you're going to get at the regional pro day. Only thing extra that you're going to get at the regional pro day is you're going to get, like y'all said, you're going to get that guy that was probably overlooked that wasn't getting invited to the combine anyway. That's what you're going to get at the regional pro day.
But so for me, What I need to see Bryce Young do? I promise I don't need. If you want to tell him you want to do the little interview thing or whatever, just to get to know him.
Yeah, all them questions be halfway inappropriate anyway.
That's what I'm saying. But what you finna get to know him in a couple hours or whatever? You don't know that man. But I'm just saying, what do I need to see Bryce Young do to convince me? What do I need to see CJ Stroud? What do I need to see Jalen Carter, Will Anderson? I'm trying to think of all the guys at the top. What do I need to see him do? What would I need to bring, let's go to last year, what would I need to bring Garrett Wilson in and do? I seen this dude cut up. What I need to see Sauce Gardner do? What I need to see him do? Which one of them, Sauce Gardner, that was the one that give up a touchdown all his whole college career, right? That's all I need to see and know. Man, come on, man. What are we doing?
You can turn on one tape of Sauce Gardner and that's in the semifinal game against Alabama and how they wouldn't throw the ball at all because he was out though.
Like I just don't understand, like, bro, Bryce Young and CJ Stroud torched my squad. And I got high praise for my squad defense, but boy, because I'm gonna tell y'all another. For me, I used to always like be like, man, look, if a running back have a good game against Alabama defense, he legit. That's how I used to feel like back when all Darius and all them boy, and I remember Todd Gurley had like 140. I said, wow. I said, hey, yo, you had 140 on that defense. He dead for, he was a freshman. I'm like, okay, he for real. That's how I always used to do it. I don't need to see no more. He ain't get no better than that run front in college football.
Yeah, but you ain't see that but two times. So Todd Gurley and Zeke Elliott. Other than that, you never saw it.
And look at that. Look who you just said. You see what I'm saying?
I think Marcus Lattimore had a good game against Bama, but other than that, that was it.
But that's what I'm saying, though, right? Yeah. Like, so it's just certain, like I saw CJ Stroud, yo, he did that, bro. I don't need to, but we still question about what? Can he run? He can run good enough.
Yeah, but I mean, not even like the high level guys. Like it gives like the mid level guys a better opportunity too. If you break it down, you get more guys opportunity to get more NFL eyes on them.
Well, why not make it about them? Because we wasted time. For me, we wasted time looking at the Bryces and the CJs.
That's the guys you already know about. And that's the guys who get invited to the combine.
Yep.
Because how many get invited?
I think it's not a lot compared to the people that's eligible for the draft. Yeah.
I just don't understand that. Like, did we not see Jalen Carter act a fool? Like, last year he was beasting. I don't know. It's just weird to me. Like I just saw something come across that said Nolan Smith wows at the combine with this 40-yard dash, blazing speed, and vertical jump.
You didn't know that already?
I saw Nolan Smith was blazing fast as a freshman. I saw that.
So it's 319 invited out of
3 million.
3 million draft eligible.
What are we talking about, man? And them 319, you said 319?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guarantee you, three. 100 of them names, do you know what I mean? They them guys. If you can't trust what the film shows you on them dudes, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm looking at the list of quarterbacks right now, and every last one of these quarterbacks, you could go to ESPN and pull up their film because they played on ESPN or CBS or Fox every week, other than a couple of them. They're on TV every week. And I mean like primetime TV every week.
Mm-hmm.
All but like maybe two or three of these quarterbacks.
And you can get the coach's copy.
Exactly. You can get all 22.
You like all of them dudes. It's just, I don't know. But I feel like Kevin, like it's a waste of time. You probably could eliminate some of that and move the draft up. You know what I mean?
Throwing an extra OTA or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Do stuff, tour again, more prepared for your season. So, nah, I'm with Kevin, man. You don't. Because, like, some of that stuff don't even really matter anyway. Like, why do I care if Bryce Young about his 40 time? Like, why do I care about CJ Stroud's 40? Why do I care about their vertical jump? They ain't getting no rebounds.
From Tim Tebow jump passes.
They ain't blocking no shots. You know what I'm saying? What we doing, man? I don't know.
Like Kevin said, it's tradition, so can't do away with tradition.
Man, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't get it, but hopefully they see whatever they want to see. And now all of a sudden, Bryce Young on malnutrition. Right? He malnutrition. He all of a sudden, he 5'2".
103 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
Can't see you over the running back.
Yeah.
Over the running back.
Yeah, over the running back. That's probably it. He can't see over the blitz pickup person. Like, come on, man. I mean, hey. But you don't need but one team to like.
That's it.
You can't play for but one team.
I mean, it's a lot of things they do in sports in general, just like based on how situations were 70 years ago. We're still sticking with it just because. Mm-hmm. Like the reason for the East and West Conference in the NBA, or, you know what I mean, or whatever, you know, like that was for travel back in the day.
Oh.
When it actually mattered, but now it don't matter. Like,
no, they leave in the same night.
Exactly, get in the day before, leave right after the game.
Yeah, I don't know, but. I know we got a little, well, we got about a month and a half for the draft.
That was in May.
Is it in May?
It's normally April, ain't it?
I thought it was
in April.
Okay. So about 2 months. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see who gets stronger and faster, and if Bryce Young can pack on some pounds, maybe he need to go down there and eat some.
Come on down to the rodeo.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's 27 through 29.
That's a drought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, eat up, Bryce. They killing me with this job. Yeah. They killing me, man. They killing me.
You know what's gonna happen though. You know what?
Yeah. It's all good.
But them guys get paid on the big networks to do, make stuff up.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. So, basketball, NBA, college basketball. It's all thrilling right now. Where y'all want to go?
Let's go to college first, because we can talk about the NBA all day.
Yes, sir. College basketball. Man, so the women have already started. I see SEC tournament and everything. It was a fight, actually, Kentucky and Florida. It was wild. But they've already started. And with college basketball, man, it was some big game winners over the weekend, man.
Like, let's go back to the women for a second, man.
What?
You think South Carolina you think they're gonna finish undefeated?
I do.
I hope they do.
I think they're gonna win the SEC, and I definitely don't think they'll lose in the home. The team that worries me about is Stanford. Stanford.
Yeah.
They good.
Stanford should have beaten the first time.
They should have. South Carolina squeaked it out. But in free throws, they can't shoot free throws.
Yeah, they especially Boston.
They're a terrible shooting free throw team. But I think they'll do it. UConn they got too many injuries.
Yeah.
LSU pretty good too. But I don't know. Iowa, that was a good game Sunday when they beat Indiana at the buzzer. Caitlin Clark, she ripped it. But I don't think nobody could beat them. Stanford, yeah. Though.
It's Stanford. Yeah, I think if they could put on opposite sides of the bracket, I could see them being in the championship game.
Yeah, Stanford good. But we'll see. We'll see. No. It was crazy. They had that was Kentucky and Florida that got the fight. 8 girls got ejected.
Wow.
Yeah. Eight girls got ejected. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be real good. It was 2 buzzer beaters in female college basketball, women college basketball, and I think I forgot how many men. Arizona State won at the buzzer. Michigan, big boy hit a 3 at the buzzer to go to OT. Memphis women's at the buzzer, Iowa women, and then Arizona State. I forgot, man. It was crazy. It was crazy. All weekend was crazy. But as far as the men, man, the Big 12, it's going to be cannibalism.
It is. That Big 12 tournament is going to be a monster.
Texas lost to TCU last night, right? Or was it was it TCU or K-State?
I don't know. It's TCU.
TCU. Yeah, they got them last night. I can't remember who Baylor played the other night. Who is the best team in the Big 12? I say Kansas.
I say Baylor.
Better than Kansas?
I agree with Mike. I go Kansas.
Kansas, and they start getting production late out of some of their better players.
I think Baylor won this tournament, though.
Hey, I mean, I can't. But man, I don't even know. Like, bro, they are loaded. Kansas, Baylor, Texas.
They're the best conference in the country by far.
By far, bro. TCU, K-State, Oklahoma knocked off another ranked team.
They jacked on high, dude.
They are so jacking on high, bro.
They beat Alabama, then lost 4 straight, and then they turn around and beat who? They beat Kansas by like 30.
Like, bro, what? Yeah. When they come to play, you're in trouble. You know what I mean? So you got what? Okie State, Iowa State. They loaded. They loaded. Big 12 is loaded. Big 10, Purdue, man, they lost two in a row, then they lost another one.
Yeah, they've been struggling as of late.
They have. They have. But do you think it's their conference to lose, the Big Ten?
I don't know, man. The way they've been playing lately is they kind, to be honest with you, they kind of look like Alabama lately. Because the last two games, they've been struggling. They just been able to kind of pull it out a little bit, but Purdue just haven't been able to get over the hump. So, I don't know.
Because they lost one of those at the buzzer, Purdue did.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Or was it two of them? I know they lost the last one at the buzzer.
It was, I think one at the buzzer and the other one was on like 1 or 2 points.
Yeah, big boy still was killing, but yeah, I heard somebody saying, like, you know, they don't trust their guards because the guards so young. But I mean,
you know, the tournament, that it's tournament. All about guard play, dude.
Man, listen,
all
man.
About guard play.
It's and it's crucial right now. You know what I'm saying? Pac-12,
Arizona,
UCLA. UCLA good too.
Yeah, they got them AARP players on their team too. So
hey, listen. But the veterans, man, when you in them games in the tourney.
Yeah, that's where they clutch at.
Yes, sir, buddy. You know what I mean? So you got. But I believe I'm with Kevin. Arizona, man. They. Yeah. You know what I mean? But UCLA, hey, man, it's some good squads in the. Well, I mean, it's always Pac-12 basketball. It's always good, but I'm looking for Arizona to take it, the Pac-12. So we got ACC, right? Carolina, man, they've been put together a little win streak.
Be too late for them.
They playing with desperation.
I don't can y'all tell me what happened with them this season? This is the same team from last season.
It is.
Yeah, maybe they overachieved last year though.
I think a little bit of that went on, Kevin.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think a little bit of that went on. But they was solid. But I do think it has to be true, right? Like,
yeah.
Right. So, but they fell like they was number one.
Yeah. In the national championship game and brought the whole squad back.
Little Manic. That's the only guy that lost. They lost Manic. What's it? You kept both guards. You kept your big. Got Black. Black came back.
Host,
I don't know.
Hold squad self for Manic. That's it.
Yeah. So I do believe, like I say, what Kevin says, a little overachievement. I mean, and then everything. I mean, you know, it could be a whole much. Could be way deeper than we know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, or what? Or it couldn't. You know what I mean? But I do think some of that, what Kevin said, got to be going on.
I think it comes down to Miami and Virginia, though, and ACC.
But you know, you know who would scare me?
Who that?
Duke. They've been looking all right, man.
I can see that.
I don't know about
but
scared,
I can't
but,
see
well,
that.
Well, I can see that because I don't know if I want to play them.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if I want to see them in the tournament.
Because they've been growing up. They got a veteran point guard in Jeremy Roach.
Yeah.
They got the young fellas, Whitehead and Lively, and Flip, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Filipowski. Sorry,
you.
Sir. But yeah, man, they got, of course, talent. But it's like you were saying last time, Kevin, we was on. A lot of times you have to wait for it to, you know what I mean, develop and get going. So, I mean, Virginia probably the most, man, they play defense, you know what I mean? They don't ever really have young guys.
Yeah, they always got veterans out
there. Yeah, like Villanova used to be.
Yeah.
So Miami the same. They got a lot of veteran guys, really good coach. They lost a tough one, Florida State. Florida State hit one at the buzzer Saturday. So, yeah, Virginia, Miami, definitely the top dogs. But I want to see Duke right now. Carolina playing well, but I don't know. They've been so inconsistent. I don't know if I would. You know what I mean? NC State playing well. They got, hey, I'm telling you, I got to check out my man. Young Z-Bo they got down there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And he nice, man. He nice. Yeah, Pitt too. So it's some, you know. And then, like you said, Q, the tournament, whether it's conference or whether it's the NCAA, it's the tournament. You know what I mean? So, okay, our favorite, the SEC, right? It's been a ride, but I think Bama is the best team in the conference to me. Bama.
What you think about it, Kev?
No. I was just about to say, especially now since what's his name, Ziggler went down Tennessee.
With Tennessee. Lay yeah, heard that.
If I'm gonna be honest with you, if he didn't go down, I was actually gonna pick them to win the tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
They tough.
They don't play offense, but Lord have mercy, when they clamp down on you.
Kevin, what that defense was that game, the last game they played Bama.
Hey, mother and Bama.
Kevin said that was an 85 back.
Like, I couldn't even be mad at him, bro. Like, it was nothing.
Bro, they were blocking jump shots, bro. They were blocking jump shots.
Like, they were hitting A-gaps and B-gaps.
Like. Yeah.
And, so what's his name?
Kevin said they were playing downhill.
Vescovi was hitting every shot.
Yeah. Yeah. He tough, man.
Yeah, he is.
Like he's
like a poor man, Ginobili.
That, yeah, bruh, I was just about to say it.
He one of those scrap dudes that get on your nerves in the tournament too.
Right. I was gonna say he definitely not, you know, the of Ginobili. I was gonna say that, Kevin. Like he remind you of that. But okay, so yeah, I got Texas A&M, Bama, Tennessee. Kentucky was playing very well and got knocked off last night by Vandy.
That's a Jekyll and Hyde team right there.
Yeah, Vandy. Yeah. Bruh, they be hooping and then you like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I would like to see Stackhouse with some players. I would like to see him coach with some players.
Because look what he coaching these guys. He coaching them up. You know what I mean? Definitely. But Kentucky, I think same thing like Kevin said before, the youth. They starting to turn the corner. Sweet Bay, double-double machine, doing what he do. But I don't know. They don't have much. Sweet Bay. Ain't that his name? What his name is?
Sheboy, man.
Sheboy.
Sweet Bay. My bad, Sweet. How you say it?
Sweet Baby Ray.
Sweet Baby Jesus.
Sheep
boy. Okay. Sheep baby. Yo. Nah.
Oh, man.
Sweet baby.
It depends on what draw they get in the tournament. I mean the NCAA tournament, not the SEC tournament. But depending on what draw they get, because, you know, that draw is a big thing with them teams. Whether they get knocked out the first day or they can make it a Sweet 16 run.
It's just I ain't feeling that team though.
Yeah, man. I don't like that guard play. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Wallace, he kind of taking him longer than expected to reach his peak.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's something about them.
Yeah. I like the way Toppin been playing. I like the way, but I don't know. I can't commit. Bama and Tennessee, I definitely can commit to.
I think Arkansas can beat anybody with Nick Smith back. I think they can pretty much beat anybody. I'm not saying that I would pick them to win the tournament, but that's a tough out with him out there.
Yeah. I just think though, with the lack of him being there
in the whole season,
yeah, it's kind of tough. But I agree. Now, talent wise, yeah, you know what I mean. But so
he look like Sean Livingston out there, like a young Sean Livingston.
Yeah, they got a lot of dudes, man.
Yeah.
So I agree, man. My gosh. LSU and Georgia, they so bad. And Georgia started off, boy, they winning it. Boy, that thing, that carpet got snatched from under them so quick. Boy, I'm talking about they getting their ass beat down. Boy, I'm talking about like, they, I was watching the game the other day. It was like, they were like, okay, it was like 1 point, 2 point game. They going back and forth. Man, I stepped away from a second. I turned that thing back on, boy. I thought I seen a scary move. Boy, I was getting the brakes beat off. I'm like, God, dog. They been getting, like, murked. And LSU, they been getting blasted, too. You know?
Yeah, LSU, they. Never mind. I ain't going to be disrespectful.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
They bad.
They are. They are.
Lucky me, couldn't happen to a better team.
And all the guys that left, they hooping elsewhere. Our homeboy up at UAB, he balling. Gaines, I like Gaines, Eric Gaines. He balling.
Jalen Walker been balling at UAB too.
Yeah. So yeah, man, you got. You know, I just think Alabama, Tennessee will be how Ziegler out.
He tore his ACL.
And I was scared because I saw it when he went down. See, I ain't know yet. Tore it.
Yep.
I figured, but I ain't know for sure. Oh, wow. Okay. Prayers up for him, man. That's bad off.
Man, I hate seeing that.
Like, man, absolutely.
Man. I hate seeing that out of anybody. I don't care who it is.
Even an Auburn player.
You must really
hate it.
Yeah, hey, look, that's a bad one though.
I don't like dudes get, especially because most time it happened, like 99%, you know it happened non-contact. You know every time it happened. You know every single time it happened what it is.
For sure. But man, it's gonna be good. I like Illinois, man. Oh man, prayers up to young boy Jaden Epps, man. He actually from around here, man. He passed out at practice last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he in the hospital right now. They running tests and stuff like that. So.
Oh, they didn't say what's wrong with him or what happened yet.
But definitely prayers up for him. But yeah, I like that team they got, man. You know. They had the unfortunate situation with the other guard earlier that had to leave the team. So now you had him leave already. I mean, you got Epps down. But they got, you know what I mean, some guys. But,
That's why I say the draw in the NCAA tournament is going to be probably the most important ever because this thing is wide open. So if you can get you a good draw and make you a run – like, it's a lot of teams that are just right there on the same level that can win it.
Yeah, because I saw somebody picking Kansas to get the number one overall seed. Yeah, man, it's going to be tough this year.
I'll be surprised if Kansas get it.
Why?
I think it's – if Bama go through the tournament and win, I think they're going to get it because they got the win over Houston.
Yeah,
but if Kansas win the Big 12, they definitely gonna get it.
Yeah, probably,
but the Big 12 is Big 12 just is
tough. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like I don't know if they're gonna. I'm taking Baylor. So
because that's it's so many dogs in that conference.
That conference is crazy, bro. You understand what I'm saying?
And then Houston could possibly get it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, but they're in the A-10, right?
AAC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's gonna be God. Dog, like thank you. That thing gonna be wide open.
Wide open, dude.
Wow.
I think they need to. I heard somebody say they need to change the tournament format. Like they don't need to put like 11 and 7 seeds in the first four games, man. They need to put the last like four in the first game on Tuesday night before the tournament.
So you mean like
kind of like because why do you do that? If you got 68 teams, right? But then you got four teams that could have possibly made it, and you're gonna put them in a tournament to put them in it. Why not put the last four innings instead of taking like a 7 seed and an 11 seed, putting them in that game?
Yeah, that's like, what you said.
And you should take automatic qualifiers out of that Tuesday night too, since they automatic qualifiers. Because I only consider that the tournament.
I don't. It's like so hard to kind of like embrace it. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's a Tuesday just, night. Everybody on the tournament start on that Thursday.
On that Thursday. Sunday. Yeah.
I wish it was just like how it used to be.
Yeah. They did the most.
Back. Yeah. Field of 64 is just like, they're running.
Let's go. Thursday and be done with it.
Yeah.
If you didn't get it, sorry. Welcome to the NIT.
There you go.
Yeah, what it is. Yeah. I agree.
I get it. Teams ain't got in it and made a run, but they technically shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah. But it's gonna be good, man.
Like what was Florida Gulf Coast when they went on their little run? What seed was that?
They was a 13 seed. 13. Mm-hmm. So they shouldn't have been in that game. They shouldn't have been playing Tuesday night, and they were because they was automatic qualified.
But for the Gold Coast, boy, they was out there going
crazy.
Boy, they were so hype, boy.
The law, boy, they were hooping, boy.
Dunk City.
Dunk City, that would have won. That would have won.
Somebody else went crazy. Was it Georgia? Not, it was Georgia State. They was in it, but they didn't go crazy. It was somebody else that went crazy. It was Georgia.
No, that school. That school out of
Washington.
That school out of Chicago.
That was
Loyola Shy.
Yeah, Loyola Chicago,
yeah.
And then
I might be thinking George Mason.
I think you are thinking
George Mason.
Because they got it that's coaching at Miami now, didn't they? He was coaching them.
Cause they was like the first like lower seed to like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That Florida Gulf Coast run was crazy though.
Man, and it was excited.
Catching lobs, like,
yo, my dude, man.
I'm talking about everywhere.
Hey, you just seen like 100 cats with dreads out there, bro. They just catching that more.
Hey, 100 cats with dreads and that white boy that was dunking.
Yo, they was so exciting to watch.
What was the dude's name from Georgia State? RJ. He was shooting that thing. His dad was a coach.
Yeah.
He played with the Celtics.
Played with Boston for a second.
Yeah. I forget his name. RJ something. He could shoot that thing.
Hunter.
RJ Hunter.
Yep.
He could shoot that
thing. Yeah, RJ Hunter could shoot. He hit that shot to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The tournament always be like that, though, bro. That tournament be fire. It's fire, man.
And it starts next week. Well, the conference tournament starts next week.
Mm-hmm.
He's still playing overseas, Kevin.
Huh?
He's
still playing overseas. Mm-hmm.
He could play. We about 6'4", 6'5", 6'4",
somewhere. Yeah, 6'5".
Yeah, he could play, man. Long arm, shooter. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, man. Hey, yo. Have y'all heard of this dude? He go to Detroit Mercy, bro. His name Antoine Davis.
Yeah.
Bruh. Marcel had told me about dude.
I got an alert on my phone. It might be like last week.
Marcel told me about him probably about 3 weeks ago, man. And he was like, yo, this dude, I'm telling you this. And then end up, of course, the night I watched him with him, he had a bad game. So I'm messing with him. Bruh, like the next game, homeboy had like 30 something, bro. I'm like, yo. So the other night, but he like 26 points away from the all-time NCAA scorer. I'm like, yo.
Just a feat record, yeah.
Yeah. So they say his first game, he had like 32. And then they like a week or two later, he had like 42. I'm like, as a freshman, he been averaging 20 points a game. Plus,
he averaged like 28 a game.
No? Yeah, he been averaging 20 plus since a freshman, bro. I'm like, my gosh. Yeah, Antoine Davis, man. Shout out to Antoine Davis. Yeah, I'm giving folks the business, bro. Yes, sir.
Hey, that's saying a lot to be approaching Pistol Pete. And then Pistol Pete used to go crazy.
Bruh. Like, think about that, dog. Like you said, that's saying a whole lot. Got to average 40.
Average 40.
You know what I mean? You 26 points away. That's crazy. So, yeah, yeah, Twan, do your thing, brother. look, they talking about a combine, NBA. Y'all might want to check that fella out. Look, you might want to give him a man.
Hey, but you know what's crazy? There's always guys in the NBA that, like, if you just let them play,
mm-hmm.
they could go crazy. Like, remember, like, it's always been guys that go on runs. Like, when Phil Murray went on his run.
Mm-hmm.
What's my guy? Crawford. Jordan Crawford.
Jordan
Crawford. Like, he used to go crazy in the NBA. You know what I mean?
Fill it up.
It only lasts for a little while. I don't know why, but like, them dudes, it only lasts for a little while until the NBA just put a halt on it for whatever reason. I don't know, but.
Yeah, it's like they catch up with it or something.
It'd be guys that can just score like crazy, mm-hmm. man. They just don't really get the opportunity like that for some reason.
To just do their thing.
I feel like, you know, Marshawn Brooks always been my guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like
Marshawn Brooks was a 20-point-per-game player in the NBA. He just never really got the chance.
He could play. Yeah, he could play.
He came back with Memphis a few years ago and got a chance to play like the last six games, and I think he averaged over 15 points per game in them last few games.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, they don't be fooling with him. He could get it, though. Yeah, he could definitely go get it. I don't know. But like I say, I hope this guy get a fast shake, because I don't care. I hear a lot of people be saying, man, listen, man, you score that ball.
Hey, man, you can get buckets.
I understand what I'm saying.
Because it's certain dudes that, like, they allow to just, I hate to say it like this, they allow certain dudes to just run them up and just take the ball, do what you want, just whatever. No, but then it's guys like Cam Thomas who come in and is a straight bucket. And sometimes, like, he just get lost. Like, don't even get an opportunity to show what he can do.
I heard Sam Mitchell talking about him, and he was like, yo, I don't care. When Kyrie and KD was there, he still should have been playing. Like, bro, this the thing. So I get it, like, if he was only coming in playing against, like, lesser players. But you were starting this dude. And he came out and dropped 40. Was it three times in a row? Hey, man. It's some guys you can put in the gym by themselves and won't get 30. Won't get 20. That's crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
I guess it's just a lot more politics in it than we know.
Maybe, man. Cause ain't no way in the world you got a guy that can flat out score like that, and you ain't got him on the floor. Like, what's the deal? You know what I'm saying? But definitely shout out to Antoine Davis, man. I hope you definitely get an opportunity, cause I love to see him. Like I say, I ain't know who he was, man. Marcel put me on him, and I'm like, wow. Like, okay, you know what I mean? So yeah, for sure. But so yeah, it's about to heat up with the college ball. So, man, that's gonna be good. Hey, I'm telling y'all now. I know what y'all has got on, but don't be trying to jump on my pick, bro. What you rolling your eye? Fuck you.
Late, bro.
Mike, can I just ask you something, Mike? Please pick somebody else.
Why? I got to pick. Listen, I'm what you call ride or die. You see what I'm saying?
And you rode them boys right the first round last
and died too. We rode and died.
we pick Bama when it's appropriate.
What?
You know it's bad if Quinn ain't pick him. He got the biggest set of crimson colored glasses you'll ever see.
Y'all boy, well,
I'm as objective as you know. Come on,
y'all boy went down, man.
Yeah, you saw why.
JQ got hurt.
That ain't why.
Mike, come on. They wasn't gonna win that game with him.
JQ got hurt.
Mike, they wasn't winning that game with him.
JQ got it.
That's just a bad pick, Mike. That's all. You knew it was a bad pick when you made it.
Wasn't that the Notre Dame game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody caught fire.
Mm-hmm.
Messed my bracket up.
I thought it was injury, not him.
That's what I'm talking about. The injury. I'm not worrying about him.
When no injury going to stop him from shooting?
Hey, man.
He was going to match him.
They different this year, though.
It wasn't meant to be last year. We got some foot at this year, though.
And they be out. They can win without even hitting threes. Like last night when they was off at the 3-point line, still won. The last two games.
They got Paul George.
Last three games, actually. Yeah. Well, no, not the last three.
Definitely. But
it ain't
just him though.
I know one thing. At that one point last night, it should have been just him. I don't know what that young man was thinking.
I don't know what Jaden Bradley was thinking. I think he thought it was over, like the clock was like running down more than it, and he was trying to get him a poster.
Mm-mm.
What you say, Mike?
Get to him at all costs. You said
he wanted them players. You just gotta give him the ball and get out of the way, man.
I mean, that Mark Sears three before that was just as bad.
Yeah.
They got lucky, cause when he shot that, I was like, "What is he doing?" Well, but man, it's gonna be. I think all them conference tournaments gonna be good, and I can't wait to see them. Oh man, yeah, it's gonna be good. So we could shift gears a little bit, go to the association, man. Oh man, the NBA it's been really, really good, man.
And Milwaukee Bucks going crazy right now.
Yeah, what they got, 16 in a row? 16 in a row.
It's a quiet 16 too.
I think 4 or 5 without Giannis.
Yeah, cause them up and winning with everything else going around in the NBA going on. They just kept winning.
Jrue Holiday is at that point right now where, yeah, he on another level offensively. He always been a good offensive player, but right now he knocking that three down consistently. He always been strong as an ox, always been a terror on defense, but he giving cats the business right now. It's been really good. I still got them Boston and Philly top dogs in the East, and man, it's gonna be good, man. It's gonna be really good. But Donovan Mitchell had like 40 something last night. Tatum had 40 something. They played each other. It's just been crazy. But before we start talking about scoring, we gotta shout out my man right now, bro. Dame, let me tell you something, man. And now y'all know I'm biased because that's my guy, but Jesus, man. And then he had 40-something last night. They lost, but he unbelievable. Yeah, he unbelievable.
Crazy.
Won the 3-point joint, came out the next night, shot a three. Like you said, Kevin, how strong you got to be to literally shoot the bat? He shot the bat. He ain't throw the basketball from over half court. He shot the basketball. That's ridiculous, man. But 71 the other night, 13 threes.
It was efficient, too.
Yeah. Unbelievable, dog. Made every free throw he shot. He just, I mean, you know, a different cat, right? And I forgot who it was saying that it's amazing him and Donovan Mitchell both NBA small and scored that many points. You know what I mean? It's unreal, man, what these guys are able to do. But Dame just, you know, I love Dame. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. And then that what you said, Kevin, with the scoring averages. Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, bro. It's unreal. And then I didn't know that whole thing about the 50, was it 50 point games or whatever it was? 60 point games. 60 point games. Didn't know more than all those guys combined.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it.
Unreal. That's that.
He one of them type of dudes. I don't want to hear nothing about nothing.
Yeah.
You need to be unanimous first ballot Hall of Fame.
Yeah, man. He just, and then he go about his business so, you know what I mean?
That's how I like most about him.
He just, you know what I'm saying, dog? He don't be with all the, he just do what he do, man. He just do what he do. Oh, man. And I mean, that night, it was like, dog, he was going nuts, bro.
Dude. Like, you remember how in NBA Jams, when the ball used to have smoke coming off?
Yo, it did. Check it out. He missed, well, he got the two layups blocked. Then he just went up and dunked on Jabari Smith, bro. Like, yo.
Dude, I can't tell you how excited I got when he dunked on Jabari Smith, because it couldn't happen to a better person.
So Dame got more 60-point games than Steph, LeBron, Shaq, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Tim Duncan, Bill Russell, and Kevin Durant combined. I don't know why they threw Bill Russell in there.
Yeah. That one, that's like, that ain't what he did.
That ain't, Bill Russell averaged like 14 points a game, and I'm dead too.
They just had to throw another big name in there. That's
not, yeah. Look, it ain't like, that's a block shot record, a shot right. Blocking record. What? Then you be like, whoa.
The hell did that come from?
Yeah. Bill Russell?
Like, I was excited about the list until I saw that. That just threw my whole train of thought off. But
all right, that ain't what he did. Yeah, that's crazy. Could have put like Iverson or somebody on that.
I know, right?
Somebody to do that. Boom. Yeah, man, that's impressive, man. Y'all already know how I feel about Dame. Shout out to Dame, man. That's, you know what I mean? Man, he's something else.
The fact that he got more than LeBron, KD, and Steph combined is like crazy.
Listen to them names.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what? The all-time leading scorer. Yeah. Two more guys who going to eventually be in the top 10, top 5, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, man. Dame, he's something else, man.
How y'all feel about KD for a game in Phoenix?
So, it's like KD, LeBron James right now, Steph Curry, and there's many other players before. But LeBron James, KD, and Steph Curry right now, and Giannis beginning to be this way. It's almost like you don't even appreciate how good they are. This dude ain't played since January the 8th, I think, or 5th or something like that.
Almost 2 months, yo.
He came out there and shot 10 for 15. 10 for 14, whatever it was.
Efficient 23 points.
Scored 23 points, shot one free throw. That's insane.
And him and Book combined for what, 60?
Yeah. That, like, I think, like, when you see, like, because it's almost like they undervalued, underappreciated. Steph come out here 35 and be like 7 for 10 for 3. And people be like, yeah. Like, that's a walk in the park. LeBron have 35, 8-8. And it's like, yeah. You know what I mean? I say Giannis beginning to be that way because Giannis will have 30-22. And people just kind of look at it like, bro, this dude had 30-22. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think for me, watching it, it was crazy. Like the point totals, okay, he had 23 points. But it's just like the way, like, bro, he was just shooting them joints. Like, I mean, my gosh, bro. And then, not to mention that he ain't played since January the 8th or 5th. That was with like 13 other dudes.
Exactly. A whole different team, whole different atmosphere, whole different feeling, whole different coach, whole different system.
What are we talking about? Yeah, no, I thought it was, you know, of course, it was Charlotte, but at the same time, the circumstances that he hadn't played and all of that, and like you say, brand new team, it was something to see for me. And
the Knicks been going crazy too.
Julius Randle. Yeah.
Yeah, them boys been going crazy.
Jalen Brunson is making Mark Cuban even more upset.
Yeah.
The more Dallas lose and the more Jalen Brunson score, he probably need Maalox. Milk a man need whatever it is, because his stomach hurt, dog.
I mean, those are chances you take, man, because
I think they undervalued him.
They did. They really did.
But I mean, with that playoff run that he made, like, I mean, I don't know if they thought that was just like
a flash in the pan
or what.
But did they not see him win every single award it was to win his last year at Villanova? Like, I mean, literally, he won every award. Did they not see that? Do they not see the toughness? Do they not see the pedigree of person that he is from his dad? Did they not see that? Something. Like, I ain't never looked at this dude and said, like, when he was doing that stuff, I'm like, oh, I expected it. Because I saw, like, when he was at Nova, and I saw, like, yo, this dude, like, he could hoop. What is it not to like? He tough. If he ain't nothing, he tough. Sometimes, like you say a lot, Kevin, they overthink it. They make it more complicated than it has to be. Bruh, it's nothing you can tell me that you've seen from this dude since he's been in the NBA that says, I don't want him on my team.
Man, you know how it is. Every president, GM, and all, they, everybody want to be that the genius to make the genius moves and all of that.
They end up looking crazy.
Sometimes they just overthink it, bro.
That's crazy, though. Like, it ain't much to look at this dude, man. He's strong. But once again, Kevin, like you say a lot of time with them quarterbacks, it ain't the look they want. I don't know. But he happy. He got paid. He balling. You know what I mean? I don't know. But yeah, you're right, Kevin. New York been hooping.
I expected the Kings to fall off by now, but they ain't fell off, so I don't think they're going nowhere.
Yeah, major salute Mike Brown, D. Fox, Harrison Barnes, Sabonis, Malik Monk, 45 off the bench.
Malik Monk, crazy, bro.
And he,
Kevin Herter.
I'm gonna say this about Malik Monk. He ain't the level of talent these two guys I'm finna say, but that's when he get hot like them. He get hot like Dame and Klay. Because to me, nobody in the NBA get hotter than Dame and Klay.
Malik Monk is J.R. Smith.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. So, like, he like that.
The newer version.
Yeah, the new version of J.R.
And when them dudes get hot, it's hell to pay. And athletic, they might hit 9 threes and then score some more just off dunks, and they're going to make their free throws. Yeah. Yeah, man. But, the NBA is just, you know, it's incredible right now. I think, like I said, it always is. The West, it looked so crazy, bro. Like, every record is, like, right there. Everybody's just, like, right there, besides Denver. Yeah, man. Jamal Murray starting to look back like Jamal Murray. Yeah.
Yeah. The 4th through the 11th seed is separated by 4 games.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's insane. It's insane. They say Steph might come back next week. I hope. They've been holding it down too without him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Already. Yeah. Been holding it down. Real quick, and then we'll go back to the West. In the East, I know we talked about it before, you know what I mean? We got the 3 big dogs, Bucks, Celtics, and Sixers, right? Where y'all see Cleveland?
They right there with the Knicks.
They scary.
No.
Yeah, no, not like not like win seven games scary, but push you.
They could push Boston to six. They could push Milwaukee to six.
That's all.
Things okay.
Because they got the top. Donovan Mitchell good for Donovan Mitchell getting you one off
yeah,
top.
Yeah, and then them two, I'm telling you, man, Jared Allen and Evan Mobley in that paint, ain't nothing going down in that paint. I'm telling you, not consistent. Unless you like a Giannis or Embiid, which those are the two top dogs. But
right.
That conference, but like, it ain't.
But you could get a win, and then Donovan Mitchell can get 50. And will you to a win?
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on it. Like that's not what I think is gonna happen. That's not my prediction. Mm-hmm. But if Cleveland meet with Boston or Milwaukee and it goes six, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
I wouldn't pick that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
No, but I respect Donovan Mitchell a lot. He a baller. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they can beat Philly either.
I don't. No. I don't. I don't think so. I think Embiid could neutralize and maybe get one of them big boys in foul trouble. You know what I mean? And he gonna make all his free throws. And you got James Harden. They got a lot of experience on that team.
But if they end up playing the Knicks in the first round,
Cleveland.
Like if the playoffs started today and they play the Knicks in the first round, then that's a pick'em series, like a seven game series to me.
I'm taking Cleveland though, just because of one. I'm taking it just off Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I probably would too,
man. And what he's done in the playoffs.
Well, I don't know. That's kind of tough. I don't know if I would pick Cleveland because.
Y'all think so?
I'm picking Spider.
Jalen Brunson going. He would.
He gonna ball, but I'm rolling Spider though.
Yeah.
But Jalen, hey man, much respect. You understand what I'm saying? But I was just asking, do you think Miami getting it right or Miami are what they are? What do you think about Miami?
Nah, they are what they are.
They are what they is.
They are what their record indicates.
Okay.
I don't think they're no better than that.
Toronto?
Toronto play hard. They got, solid players, but, I mean –
they ain't got the horses.
They can't beat none of the top dogs, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, Van Fleet, Siakam. I think Ananobi out. I don't know if he out or not. He was out a few weeks ago. Week ago. But who else?
Fred, my boy Fred.
Who else? Like Gary Trent. They got some solid players, but
not enough to really like
solid and game changers, two different things. So.
What about the Bulls? They done for?
Yeah, Bulls done, bro. Yeah. They done.
They missing Lonzo a lot.
Yeah, they done.
Wrong. Zach LaVine had a super efficient 40 last 41? Night.
41? Over the 40.
Yeah, 41 off like, man, it was, I think he missed like four shots. Yeah. It was crazy. It was super efficient. Okay. So, in the West, What's up with Dallas?
Dallas is like Miami to me.
That's a good comparison.
Okay.
Luka and Kyrie gonna give you some exciting games, and they gonna have you at the edge of your seat. But at the end of the day, I don't think they gonna. Well, I'll put it to you like this. If they play Sacramento in the first round, I would pick them over Sacramento. But if it's Memphis, if it's Denver, if it's
Golden
Phoenix,
State,
Golden State, I'm not picking Dallas.
LA Lakers?
I don't even know if I would pick them over the Clippers.
Oh, no. I'm definitely not picking them over the Clippers.
Clippers are just so inconsistent, though, because you don't know who's going to play and who –
Still, though.
But I think they'll find their way four times versus nine.
Yeah. I think for real. I'm going close against them. I don't know that I picked them against Sacramento, Kevin.
I think I would just in Sacramento and have no experience.
Yeah, that's the only thing they have, and that's big in the playoffs.
If you think Luka got experience versus Kawhi and PG.
And he be killing them too.
He do.
And Kyrie definitely got playoff experience.
Absolutely.
He got championship experience.
Okay, maybe I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit. Mike Brown.
I like that Sacramento team. I ain't gonna lie. But I think they're a year away, just like how Memphis was, you know, a year ago.
What about Memphis?
Memphis, they've been inconsistent this year. They're starting to look back like Memphis, right?
The outside noise, I think. It's too much of it.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I really hate it because it's not about basketball.
None of it.
This is just hoop.
And that's why I don't think they can win nothing.
Oh, man. It's they need Udonis Haslem over there.
They need somebody like that. Yo, Zebo is what they need.
To get the order going. I don't know what's going on or whatever. We all hear the same things, but I just feel like, my gosh, you know what I mean? I hate it. And you're right, both of y'all, like, it's a lot going on, dog. Like, you can't possibly be focusing on basketball when every other day is a report about this or a report about that.
And I think that's
got to do with the roller coaster. You understand what I'm saying? Now, they're a talented basketball team. We know that. Jared Jackson finally looking healthy for the first time in his career, and he is balling. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like the mental got to be on point. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't know, but yeah, I don't know. I think against one of those Golden States healthy, Phoenix healthy, one of them teams, I don't think they would be able to do it. Even Denver, right? Denver's been to a Western Conference Finals, got playoff experience. You know, one of the best players in the game, and yo, so I don't know, Q. I don't know about him. I don't.
I know, right?
Oh, man, I just don't know. I mean, I love watching them play ball without the theatrics that get on my nerves.
But it's always there, though.
And I ain't saying, you know, don't have fun. That ain't what I'm saying.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, but I'm talking about all that buzz shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Call it what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, man. Let's hoop. You know what I'm saying? We don't need all that buzz shit, man. You know what I'm saying? All that ain't necessary. You understand what I'm saying? But you know, I don't know. Like I said, they super talented. They fun to watch, but you just gotta. I'm with y'all. Like you gotta wonder. You know what I mean?
So let's talk about the Clippers for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I know how I feel about PG and Kawhi. Like, them two of my favorite guys to watch. And Russ, one of my favorite players ever. I'm hard on Russ, but that's why. Just because I love Russell Westbrook. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But what do they fit in the Western Conference?
I think they're in the mix just as well as anybody.
I think they as good as
anybody.
Two.
They're as good as what we think Phoenix can be.
We'll see.
No.
Kevin Durant, an outlier.
That's why I say as good as we think they can be.
When you got KD, LeBron, Giannis, Steph. Hey.
So anybody outside of Phoenix, they are as good as.
They 2-5 for me, Kevin.
I believe it, man. Listen, no,
I agree with it.
When them two dudes right, they I'm just talking about healthy because mentally they fine. But as long as they healthy.
And you know what I like about that 1-2 punch is because I heard PG talking about it on JJ Redick podcast. And he was talking about how he's okay with playing second fiddle. Like, he's okay with being the second guy. He accepted that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So right there, you know that chemistry is probably right. If he able to say that.
And this is the thing for me, Kevin. If that's my second fiddle guy to be getting 40 balls, I'm fine. Like, it sound crazy to hear him even say I'm okay playing second, because when you watch them, it don't even seem like they just be hooping, bro.
They just hoop.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't play like a first fiddle, second fiddle. They play like, if it's a shot there for me, I'm going to take it. If it's a shot there for him, I'm going to pass it and take it. If it ain't, I'm going to pass it to CP3 and he take it. That's like how they play.
Yeah. Like CJ and Dame used to be.
Yeah.
Yep.
But see, now we got Russ in the mix. So how does Russ play into this?
If you can get that first game with them consistently, they're at that 2 mark. If not, he can mess some stuff up.
I think, man, listen, man, I don't know. I've watched them, and of course they're gonna magnify whatever you do wrong.
I ain't talking about what the noise. I'm talking about what you watch. And we gonna blur out all the noise. We're gonna block that out.
I mean, he made some not so favorable plays, you know. But you gotta take the good with the bad with him.
Yeah. And it's always been that way.
And I'm gonna take it.
This ain't new.
I'm gonna take it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think, man, they deep, bro.
Yeah.
They are low, and that doggone Powell, man. That's a player.
No one Powell be hooping. He's a really good bench player for them.
He is a player, bro.
Batum still be hooping.
Batum, and you know that, my guy. Remember when he was in Portland? That was like,
yeah, Portland. Okay, yeah, he still be hooping.
Crazy part about it, Kevin, my thing was last year, maybe your father, like, Kevin, I don't know how much he got left on. He was like, nah, he's straight. And it seemed like maybe like 2 weeks after that, Nick was out there dunking on folks. I'm like
an 8'12" wingspan.
He just go. Yeah. Yeah, nah. I like that squad, man. I like it a lot. You know, I love Zubac. I just like him. I like him.
So how you feel about Russ, Q?
I just wish he would impress so much, man. Because you can tell. But that's who he is, though. Like, I know that's who he is. I know I've said this a lot, and I know everybody said this about him, but it's just a small tweak, man. It's not that big of an adjustment.
That can't happen. We're gonna get just block that, take that out of your brain, and throw it up. Russell Westbrook is not making no adjustments. We taking Russell Westbrook as is. How does he affect this team, and how does he play into the Western Conference, and how far they could?
Okay, I think
not making no adjustments.
I think that depends on the coaching then, because you have to know when to pull him.
There you go.
You got to know when to pull him and when to play him.
And it looked like Ty Lue ain't scared to do that, because he did that in Sacramento game.
What you do? What you have to at this point, because if you don't, then he's gonna implode the whole game.
He's always needed a strong-minded coach, man. He always had weak coaches, bro. Like, that's been his problem.
I was gonna say Kevin been saying that for years.
I feel like if he would have had a strong-minded coach, a great leader as a coach, I feel like he would have been so much better. His career, even though he had a great career, he would have been so much better as a player, because he needs somebody to reel him in. Like, that ain't in his nature to reel himself in.
Nah.
He has an aggressive attacking.
Yeah, that's how he got to where he at. Like,
that's how he got there. That's how he got to where he at.
Right? Like my boy St. John say, I don't want to learn how to drive in the Rari if you're going to tell me to go slow.
They always say it's much easier to have to reel a player back in than to like get a player going. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Like, Russ is self-motivated. All he ever needed was a coach that could reel him in a little bit when they needed him.
But you always said that, and I think the cachet that Ty Lue got, like, where can you not? Wait, I won a ship. I've been there. What did he go to? 2 or 3? I won one. I've coached LeBron James. I've coached Paul George. I've coached Kawhi Leonard. I played with Kobe Bryant. I played with Shaquille O'Neal.
Seen it all.
Like, come on now. What? And Ty Lue can't be that much taller than about 5'10", 5'11", and had a very successful NBA career. Like, I'm just saying, like, why wouldn't somebody listen to him? Is what I'm trying to get at. Like, I would, you know what I mean? So I just think a coach with that kind of cachet, he know how to spin it. I think he know how to do it. Think about it. Billy Donovan went straight from college to NBA. He coached, right? Who was the first guy they had? My man.
Scotty Brooks.
Scotty Brooks, right? He was kind of new in the coaching, wasn't he? Right? Then you go from there to Scotty Brooks again in Washington. That situation wasn't even really whatever. Houston, that was kind of a whatever.
Yeah.
Go to L.A. Who was coaching there? Frankie Vogel. So that was kind of.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, like, and then you get Darvin Ham. This is his first year ever coaching. So now you get a guy, you get my man, Lou. Like, you know what I'm saying? What you gonna tell him? So nah, you know, yeah, I like him.
Do y'all think that team in the Western Conference Finals against Phoenix? How far y'all think they can push them? Do y'all think they have an actual chance to win?
They could go seven games. Man, listen, I think maybe I just got a lot of regard for PG and Kawhi, right? And Ty Lue is a coach. I got a lot of regard for them. Yeah, they could go seven games. Do I think they would beat them? I don't, but if they beat them, would I be surprised? No. Them boys good to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Clippers come out the West, but I wouldn't pick them. I would pick Phoenix in that series, but if the Clippers were to go to the conference finals and come out, like, I would have never thought in a million years.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like that, but
it wouldn't have been like if Atlanta had beat Milwaukee a couple years ago.
Right, right.
Like, what in the world?
Not,
you know
not,
what I'm saying?
Same thing.
I wouldn't be shocked. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of respect for them dudes, man. They've been playing for a long time at a high level. They done seen it all. You know what I'm saying? Ty Lue done seen it all. And that's another reason why I feel like KD will help Phoenix get over the top. They seen it all. Now you got them kind of guys, man. It come down at that point, executing, making shots, and the others. You know what I mean?
Both of them teams have been on the brink of winning the championship.
And
couldn't get over the hump.
Man, so when you get down to it, when it's like that.
Yeah, both of them teams got players that have actually won championships too.
There you go. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, man. And how about the job James Jones doing in Phoenix, bro?
Man.
A basketball mind doing basketball things.
And he got an owner that's going to spend that money, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Shout out to James Jones because another guy who's seen it all. Won championships as a player.
Yeah, he learned a lot from Pat Riley.
Listen, man. Yeah. And was a hell of a shooter. You know what I mean? But so, yeah, now, one team real quick. I know we got to get ready to wrap up. Minnesota and also L.A. Lakers.
Damn, I thought we were going to get out of here without talking about the Lakers.
Well, the only reason I want it, because the margin so thin. Yeah, but I think LeBron hurt.
Yeah, he sounded like he was scared.
They ain't doing nothing without LeBron James.
Nah, he ain't. I mean, you got – and then, like, I ain't gonna lie, I like the way they reconstructed the team.
Yeah.
That's what it should have been from the jump.
I like that. I like what they did. I really like what they did.
It's too late. Like, I know, you know, he's a machine, you know what I'm saying?
But I think this one a little –
same time, like, Father Time is undefeated regardless of when it actually happens.
Well, this one just sounds a little scary.
Yeah, injuries like this, probably 15 years ago for him, would have been considered minor. But now, after you got 20 years of tread on them tires, dude.
Right.
But CQ, that's just it. I don't even think this happens. This type of injury happens to him.
Because it never has.
It never has. But look at that stuff didn't happen to Kobe till late. We start talking about like ligaments
and all that.
Different stuff like that. Yeah, man. But remember when I told y'all earlier in the year, I was like, man, it feel like when Kobe was pulling them teams along.
Yeah, Kobe was running point and
I don't think that they should be playing this much. Cause remember Kobe tore his Achilles at the end, that last game to get into the playoffs. He had been playing a lot of ball. And I know he's supposed to say, nah, I'm a player, I wanna play. No doubt. And they're going to ride him. And I get it. But 37.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That, what, LeBron, that eight?
Yeah. And when you got that many playoff runs in two on top of the regular season.
Yeah, LeBron probably got 5 years of extra basketball in play.
Exactly.
10 finals?
It ain't been many of them series that he done swept. A lot of them series went five, six, seven games.
True. Wow. Yeah, nah, man. I hate it for him. He was playing really, 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 really well.
Averaging 30, wasn't
he? Yeah.
Yeah. That's insane. That's insane. But no, Minnesota. My boy Ant-Man, they had a tough one the other night, pulled a huge victory off. What to make of them?
Let me ask y'all something about them real quick first.
Hmm?
Would you rather see him stay in Minnesota and be the man and then build around him, or see him go to a different organization?
Man,
we're not including cat in discussion. Just
nah, it ain't even about cat.
That's just shut up, Kevin. But I will say Kevin jaded against Minnesota anyway because of KG.
Right. That organization has never shown that they wanted to win.
Wow.
That's true.
Like that, and they're not about winning. So I would love to see him get out of here. Like that dude is, Ant-Man is best shooting guard in the NBA type of talent. You know what I mean? Like he is, he's what Brad Beal is. He's what, who else? Klay Thompson and, you know, whoever.
So on and so forth. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, Devin Booker.
He's all that. Mm-hmm. He's that dude. You know what I mean? Like I can see Ant-Man averaging 30 one season or a couple. You know what I mean? Like that's who he is. I just thought in Minnesota, like just gonna sit up there and rot in the cold.
Yep, like I can KG see that. Did,
finally got out of there.
I can definitely see that.
Nah, for real though, I was messing with Kevin, but now I agree with him. Like it sucks because once again, our minds kind of, like Kevin was saying earlier, go back to old traditional ways. We want to see them dudes stay there and, you know,
see, fight. I never care about that.
Though. Fight the good fight. Well, I think, like, I was just kind of programmed because I saw, you know, Magic played here, Mike played here, you know, Larry played here, Isaiah played here, like, even when like Pat Ewing went to like Orlando or whatever, I was just like, when Hakeem Olajuwon went to, where'd he go? Toronto. It was just like, even when Mike went to the Wizards, it was just like.
Big Pat was in, did he play in Seattle?
Yeah, Big Pat was in Seattle and stuff like. But that's old frame of mind, right?
Yeah.
So I had to understand things change. People change, the game change, everything changes. So, I definitely wouldn't mind seeing him. I mean, man.
Yeah, I think that way of thinking, Mike, is out the window. Like, that's no longer what basketball
is. I've been let it go. Yeah. I've been let it go. I've been came to grips. I'm just saying, like.
Nah, I get you.
You know what I mean? Because like you said, he definitely right there. Bradley Beal type dudes, all them guys. He right there. You know, hey, I love to see him in L.A., right? The Lakers or with Dame or with one of them guys, one of them young boys, him and LaMelo Ball in LA or something like that, you know, whatever, right? You got a lot of young guys, you know, or teams that you would like to see him, you know, with. But nah, man. Yeah, Q, that's a good question, but I agree with Kevin, though. I do. I did have one thing. At this point, should you even bring Zion back?
You know, at some point, we gotta take the training wheels off. We gotta stop looking into the future and look into the present. Right now, they got an opportunity. They're still in the play-in if the playoffs started today. Mm-hmm. And we can't keep saying, oh, shut him down and wait for next season. Shut him down and wait for next season, because he ain't a rookie no more. This ain't his rookie season no more. He ain't 18, 19 no more.
And they gave him that money.
At some point, he got to get out there if he healthy.
Like, they gave him that bread.
Looking to the future, because we look at him as so young, but this is like his fourth season. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, you got to get out there. If you can play, you got to play at some point.
Yeah, I don't care. Because 5 games left, 10 right, games left.
Because it's like, this is going to happen every year anyway.
You say, I don't care. 5, 10 games. Yeah, but I'm saying, your ass out there.
Like, we know that this is a possibility at the end of every season, or in the middle of every season anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might go down. So mm-hmm. I don't think they can afford to just keep shutting him down and wasting seasons. CJ ain't got that many more seasons to be wasting. You know what I'm saying? He even went 7th year, 8th year in the league or something.
And he looked like he entering that time of his career where, hey, we need to be trying to make a push at this thing. Because he's missed a lot of time. And, man, I think he got like 3 40-point games this year.
Yeah, and he missed a lot of time.
That's crazy. Because I was looking at it, he got like 3 this year. No, I'm sorry, 3 in his career. What was it? 3, it was something. Because I did laugh, because I think it was like his 4th of his career, something like that. And it was like Dame's 13th of the season, 44 game of the season. But yeah, nevertheless, I just think I do agree with that. I do. At some point, like you say, you got to take the training wheels off. Not saying you don't care, like, oh, if you get hurt, you get. Nah, saying that. But, I mean, I keep buying, you know, I need to get some return. And we got to see what's happening.
Yeah.
We ain't in the running
you're going to have to make a decision on him.
Yeah, we ain't in the, because we not in the running for Miller and Wembanyama.
Wow.
We ain't in the running for them. What the name is?
Wembanyama.
There you go. Oh, I said. What his first name?
Well, Victor. He got a regular first name.
We ain't in the run for Vic or B. Miller. You hear me? And so,
might be butchering these folks.
Hey, I apologize, people. I apologize.
You should be throwing it out there too, Kevin.
I apologize. Ladies and gentlemen.
He don't even apologize before it. He just throw it out there. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I think it'd be right. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying though? Like, we ain't in the running for them guys. So we got how many number one picks? Or top 5 draft picks?
Hey, I don't really believe in that anyway. Like, I don't believe in like none
of that. No. I'm just saying though.
Yeah. But cause how many times does it pan out the way you tank for this dude, you get the number one pick, you end up winning the championship. How many people has that worked for?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
And it didn't even work the first time.
The first time.
He had to come back to get the championship. Like, hey. He did make a great run, but I'm just saying, like,
Cleveland had about 18 first round draft picks. Lord have mercy.
But see, like, they didn't even really tank for him though.
They were just sorry. Philly was bull jive.
Philly was tanking. They ended up with what? Like, Nerlens Noel and
a bunch of hurt guys?
Yeah.
Like, all their number one picks didn't even play the first season.
Exactly.
And the one that did, his career ended up not panning out. Michael Carter Williams.
I was going to say Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
That was Michael Jordan great pick.
Yeah.
Who was that? Over Dame and Clay?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it might have been Kawhi. I can't remember. But anyway. Mike. Morrison over Brandon Roy. Anyway. yeah, man. So it's hey man, home stretch coming. It's gonna be good. Yeah, man. So, you know, we ain't got much more, man. But hey, I ain't got nothing else. Y'all got anything else?
That's it, bro.
I'm good, man.
Okay. Cue with them all-star questions, man. You been studying Jermaine Hill or something over there, man? Great questions. Nah.
I want to get some opinions of some experts.
Okay.
Yeah, wrong person then.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay. You got to send out some tweets or something. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely not an expert.
We just love the game.
I just like sports.
Word. Yeah, for sure. Nah. But yeah, man, that's all we got, man. So there's another episode. Relax and take notes. Mike Pace, K Dub, homie Q. Hey man, be entertained. There's a lot to be entertained with, man. Oh, and Q, next week I got some questions for you about these baseball rules. I know you ready to explode on that. Yeah.
Ooh, don't tell me with a good time.
Yeah, I gotta holler at you. You gotta holler at you and my man Jaren, because he's super baseball, so I gotta holler at y'all about that. But yeah, that's all we got for this week. You know, we'll get back at y'all next week. Till then, peace out.
Take it easy.
Go Dawgs.
Roll Tide.